listener production.
Hello, Adriana Jakimovic with your Wheatbelt, Goldfields and Esperance local briefing. Kalgoorlie detectives are looking into a fire which occurred in the early hours of yesterday morning. It happened near Forest and Lane Street sometime between midnight and 2 a.m. Those with dash cam footage or information are urged to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. Those in the Goldfields are mourning the death of a racing legend. Boulder jockey Basil Kent died at the age of 89 earlier this week. His career highlights include riding 5 Esperance Cup winners while he trained a 6th. There's been a massive spike in the number of calls about horse neglect across the state. RSPCA WA experiencing a 50% jump in reports of horses needing vet care compared to the same time last year. Spokesperson Lou Rowe has this message for the community.
We understand that a lot of people are going through tough times, but there's absolutely no excuse to let your horses get to this state. If you do need help, reach out before your horses start to suffer.
Car dealers are on notice to get rid of incorrect or outdated contracts. Consumer Protection is cracking down on documents which state a cancellation fee that's higher than what's legally allowed. Since January, dealers are only permitted to charge 5% of the contract's value. In sport, Kalgoorlie Boulder women's basketball kicked off last night. The Spartans going down to CBC 73-70. The Saints take on the Olympians in tonight's elimination final, tip-offs at 6:15 at Niels Hansen Stadium. And a program aimed at helping footy players in the Goldfields has kicked off this week. Run by charity Zero to Hero, its key message is to help players identify triggering thoughts and provide them with suitable resources. The Railways, Mines Rovers and Cambalda are going to get sessions. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.